Hi everyone, Sandman here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Chris, and here's what he has to say. Hey Sandman, remember 3 years ago when I gave you as a topic, Ruche V's book that helps women in their 30s to find a man? You gave the video a title called, How to Find a Good Man. Well guess what? Ruche V wrote a second edition to that book. This time he wants to help Christian women to find a good Christian husband with God's help. Ruche V explains to Christian women that our basic nature is to serve the will of God, and that means getting married and work out our salvation with our spouse. He continues by explaining that if a Christian woman doesn't pray to find a suitable husband, she will be tempted to date around and travel the world in order to make the right choice. When the marriage gets difficult or when the man gets sick or loses his job, she will be tempted to dump him for someone better. But if she strongly believes that her husband was sent by God, then she will endure this trial as a way to please the Lord, instead of running away. What do you think, Sandman? Isn't this hilarious? I've come across many so-called Christian women and have seen how fake they are. Do you think a Christian woman would refuse the benefits of a divorce just to virtue signal about her faith? And why would a Christian woman search for a man in the first place? I thought that's a decision that her father, community, or church makes for her. Well, Chris, thanks for the donation as well as the topic. I'll get to it in just a moment. But let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, the Red Pill Ring. The Freemasons have their own rings, and now so do we. When another MGTOW sees your gold, silver, or bronze ring, he's going to know exactly what it means and that both of you have the same value system. Now all we have to do is make a secret handshake. Please visit redpillring.com today to get your precious, precious ring. Do it fast before Gollum with boobs stops you. Anyways, now back to fake Christian women that are using religion as a way to get a man to commit to them clown world show. First of all, Chris, how do you prove that a woman is actually believing in Christianity? How do you know that she's not just going through the motions to swim in your semen ocean? I think that Ruche is in the same position as Dave Cullen, two content producers that found religion in the last 5 years and are now looking for a pure and innocent woman to marry. I've told both of them that they're going to end up becoming MGTOWs one day, but they're both in denial. Ruche is probably finding it much harder than he thought to find a good Christian woman. And by writing a book like this, he's hoping most likely that he's going to gain some Mother Mary-like virgin Jesus groupies ready to grope him after a quickie marriage ceremony or something. I dated a Christian country girl in a long-distance relationship in my late teens and early 20s, because I was bargaining with reality for the same thing that Ruche wants. She lured me back to her family farm for a weekend where the parents weren't around, where she pretty much pranced around naked for me singing a sad, sad, sexually frustrating song about how she needed my unwrapped schlong. Actually, she wasn't a singer, but she played the fiddle. That's even better for sad songs if the violin is tiny enough. A year after I ended things with her, she moved away for school and ended up getting pregnant. And the guy she tried to trap left, and she dealt with the situation in the most Christian way possible, by having the child and dropping it off at an orphanage. Actually, that didn't happen. She got an abortion instead. And at first she lied to me about getting it. Later on she admitted it when we caught up with one another 2 years later. She was still trying to get back together with me then. She even lost a whole bunch of weight and tried to look pretty. I hope Ruche falls for someone like her and she tricks him into having unprotected sex, gets her pregnant and then traps him in an unhappy relationship where she eventually reveals her true value system is not a Christian one. I don't usually wish bad things on people, but convincing men to go back to traditionalism after he's gone out and banged hundreds of women and made them incapable of being mentally stable enough for marriage has to bring you some bad karma. I didn't sleep with the Christian farm girl, and she was setting down a trap because she assumed that if I had good moral character, I would have told her to keep the child. This woman pounced on me more than any woman before or ever since in my life. As for whether or not a so-called Christian woman refuses the benefits of divorce just a virtue signal, I'm not 100% sure about that. The better question to ask is, how do you ensure a so-called Christian woman you marry has faith in the first place? Is she what I like to call a Christmas Christian? Does she only go to church during Easter and Christmas? As someone that went to church every weekend for a few years, I hated when the church was filled with those women. Those are the ones going there to virtue signal. There was only one woman around my age that went to church when I did, and maybe two or three other guys my age as well. Those guys were always giving her attention and talking to her. Gee, I wonder what they possibly could have been after. She got a lot of attention and a possible pool of commitment-ready men. But how can a man be sure that the woman isn't simply playing the part of that Christian chameleon, and that she's just chasing higher status males? You don't really have any real tangible way of knowing. If her actions appear pure, how do you know her motivations are until it's too late? If I was still dating and looking for a Christian woman, I have this weird ability to go into a church or a house of worship and feel what I'd like to describe as spiritual energy in there, or as someone else might call the Holy Spirit. In some places it's higher than others. I know this sounds crazy, but I believe that it comes from people in some way. When I go to church on a holiday, when all the virtue signaling thoughts were there, that energy was faint, almost as if it was diluted somehow. But on regular weekends, when I was with people that had the most faith, it would be very strong. It also varies depending on the type of church and group of people in it. When I'd go to black gospel churches, I was overwhelmed by the intensity of that spirit. Eastern Orthodox churches were next highest, and then Jewish temples. If I was dating, I'd find a woman that was so rich in that spirit that I could actually feel it off her. That would be my way of knowing that she was genuine or not. Mind you, I felt it coming from groups of three or four people before, in a high level in a synagogue before, but I've never felt it off of just one or two people. Then again, I never tried to see if that was possible. But besides my funny feeling, some of you think it's absolutely crazy. The Christians, however, will say that it's proof of God. But how do you know that a woman might be genuinely religious when you first meet her, but 5 to 10 years down the road change? Then when terrible things happen to her and test her faith, and it eventually breaks down, and then she starts to bang the priest while the altar boy watches or something like that. You don't know. Once again, people change or they reveal their true nature with time if they were hiding it all along. Remember that I went to church for many, many years before no longer doing it. What if I got together with a devoted Christian woman and I stopped being a Christian and betrayed her? That's the thing, we never know what's going to happen in our lives. Roosh is too late. He should have been looking for that woman 25 years ago, when he was in his late teens instead of banging high school beauty queens. His quest to find a pair of religious breasts is nothing but him bargaining for boobies because he's afraid that if he settles down with a woman that has no moral compass, that she'll squeeze out a kid and take him to the cleaners. But he looks more like PUA Santa at this point. He's well past marrying age, and I'm predicting that at some point we'll hear about him becoming an Orthodox priest. Then him and Brother Nathaniel can create the Orthodox Manosphere, the Orthosphere. I wish I was making that term up, but a recent article came out by him called The Rise of the Orthosphere, which I put a link to in the description. He's already got that priestly beard going on. He's just missing his priestly robes. In that article, he says that the Manosphere died and stopped creating new ideas, and also stopped focusing on the fact that men have souls. He says the church has never faded away or gone into darkness. Ironically, while he was teaching so many men about female nature, he was doing God's work. And now he's seeking out Orthodox Christianity, and ironically, I believe he's moving further away from the purpose that God intended, if you believe in such things. The problem I've seen with Christian Orthodox monasteries and the faith is that it becomes a political thing. And there's still hierarchy in that patriarchal institution. Now that he's religious, he's saying that secularized internet movements that stay outside the orthosphere will be left behind. It's like when he was banned on YouTube, couldn't sell his books because they were banned on Amazon, and saw that it was only a matter of time before he was completely deplatformed, that he had to hatch a new scheme. He even takes a swipe at MGTOW by saying this, and I quote, "What happened to MGTOW? They remain in stagnant YouTube ghettos because they denied the reality that men want to marry and have children," unquote. We don't deny that reality. We try to find alternative solutions. Roosh can have kids right now if he gets a surrogate. What I think might be happening is that Roosh is afraid of his own mortality, and is looking at religion for salvation. He even sees its timelessness. Children would provide him some hope for immortality as well, instead of just accepting his own eventual death and using his time wisely to help his fellow man. He is saying that Satan is going to attack the Orthodox Church very soon, and he says that the battle is worth dying for. Roosh V is probably virtue signaling, hoping that there's a woman out there that sees his social status and message and falls for him. He's insecure if he can't accept not having a family and not having kids, but he's taken way too many red pills and knows the truth about female nature. Now he's hoping that there's a woman out there that's so religious that her faith will actually cancel out her female nature. It might be pure desperation on his part. If he really wants to find a religious woman, it seems like he's restricted himself to only one Christian sect. I hope he's willing to go deep down in the red states instead of just hanging around Washington, D.C., waiting for her to fall into his hard, faithful lap. In the words of Admiral Akbar, it's a trap. He's telling women exactly what he's looking for, and if a woman does target him, she knows his belief system because he's put it out there in the open. making him a lot easier to target and manipulate. You never go full religious retard by writing about it. With women, you have to be a poker player before you poke her. If she knows your value system, you make yourself an easy target to manipulation. Pretend like you don't stand for anything, even though you stand for something. Maybe if a guy has an aspie face, it gives him an advantage because women and other men never know what he's thinking or feeling. If a woman sees a good man of moral standing, she can easily use that against him because she already has a conceptual framework for how he's going to behave under certain circumstances. This is what happens when we live in a soy-society, where the morally good are outnumbered by the morally bad. Eventually, the good men out there become disenchanted by all the bad women out there. And if they're part of Christianity, they delude themselves and keep looking for that lost perfect Christian unicorn woman, or just give up and go monk or priest mode. Again, that's what I'm expecting to happen to good old Douche V. He's one in his early to mid-40s. At that point, only 10% of men get married. What are the odds he's going to find some virginal woman in her early to mid-20s that's going to want to fondle his graying beard? His best hope is to find a religious single mother widower. But something tells me he's not going to settle for a situation like that. He's probably scared to end up all alone instead of enjoying his solitude. And I see this as the last desperate gasp for him to have a family. A few years from now, I wouldn't be surprised if he tried to reinvent himself again. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Chris for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button, the way that Rouge V will probably convert to Islam, so you can smash all those virgins in paradise one day. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Gab, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45 US, and I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the Rouge V and Brother Nathaniel collaboration videos away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.